just as soon as he wraps up his duties over there with Fox on our FM side. So they can get back to playing Katy Perry one of the 40 times a day that they will. And here he is, Dallas's traffic star, Doyle King.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Doyle.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Good to see you.
My wife's not doing so well.
Oh, no.
Blue Crew across Blue Shield screwed her out of 70% of her retirement.
Doyle.
What are we going to do about this?
I don't know, man. Maybe hire a lawyer.
You have the funds to sue Blue Cross Blue Shield?
Well, hell no. I don't have it. We've been getting by on one income for the last 6 months.
Mm. And you only work like 10 days a year.
Yeah, right. some people think that. Man, once you get a job, you only wear the ticket 15, 20 days a year. Yeah.
So well, what is Fox your want? What is your other what do you do?
He was right outside the door there. What
Fox?
Did he want? Yeah, Fox was.
I walk.
I think he was cheering at you because you mentioned him.
All right, good. I don't mind mentioning Fox. I like him.
What is a Doyle King full time job?
Well,
I
get up at 4:05 every morning, go into the office, and watch traffic.
Boring.
Yeah. Right. I know.
Well, tell everybody what your new plan is, what you're thinking about doing.
Oh, well, I'm thinking about teaching people how to ski, wakeboard, pulling them on a tube, rent out my boat this summer. With a captain.
Right.
You'll be the captain.
Right. I mean, you know, you're welcome to drive the boat.
But you'll
under
be
my
on,
supervision.
You'll be in that boat, on that boat.
You're damn right. You know.
Now, what do you charge people for this service?
Oh, about $90 an hour.
Sounds like an awful lot, is it not? I don't know.
No, that's what they go for.
That's the going rate, pretty much?
Yeah, that's pretty much going rate.
And where are you going to do this?
Joe Poole.
Now, can you allow booze on your boat?
Sure.
I think it's encouraged.
You bring whatever you want. Doesn't matter to me. I mean, you know, as long as you don't get sloppy drunk, falling down.
Right.
I don't want to get anybody hurt.
Sure.
You
sure.
know, but
you
got to
be heavily insured for that, though, don't you, Doyle?
Man, I don't know. I got $100,000. I got $100,000 worth of personal injury on the boat. That ought to cover it.
Oh, God. Doyle.
Now, what is this business about a record chase involving you?
Back in the 80s between radio jobs.
80s? I thought this happened like over the weekend.
Late 80s. No, back in the late 80s, I was driving
around. Like me, all Doyle's good times happened back in the 80s, too.
70s and 80s,
apparently.
Yeah, right? Before I got all straightened out. Well, mostly.
When was the crack habit?
80s.
It was the 80s?
Yeah. That was before crack was popular. When it first came
on
the scene.
Doyle was a groundbreaker.
Yeah, yeah, you were. You're kind of the Jackie Robinson of crack.
So I'm driving a wrecker, and I get a repo call. And
you're driving a wrecker?
I'm driving a wrecker.
You weren't in radio at this point?
No, I was between jobs.
And you were driving a wrecker?
Yeah, when I walked out of Q102. Oh, my God.
Now, whose watch was that on?
Andy Lockridge.
Oh, that was on Andy's watch?
Yeah, Andy's watch.
Let me ask you radio guys from the 70s and 80s, were you drug tested at all before you...
Are you kidding? There was no such thing as a drug test.
And how many of you would have passed?
None.
Nobody.
None. Well, there was this one guy, you know.
Yeah.
But one guy.
All right, go ahead. So you're
driving
a wrecker.
I've got a repo. They didn't pay for the transmission job from a shop in Irving. And these guys want to go with me. Not in the truck, but drive along to make sure that I get the vehicle. Because we're going all the way to Oklahoma. Almost the Oklahoma border.
Mm-hmm. It's a long way.
Might have been across. I don't know. That was illegal, but
okay.
Hey.
All right.
So we get up there. I'm driving about a 79 Ford with a diesel engine in it.
Okay.
Not a lot of pep and spunk, but once you got her going, she'd go. Anyway,
did you like it?
Oh yeah, I had a good time. I had fun. It was always something different.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember a time I went to get this guy's truck. He had moved out of his apartment, and his old lady had thrown everything in the back of his pickup truck, all of his clothes and just everything that he owned. I went out there to pick it up, and like
six, seven, eight
guys standing around the truck and his old lady, and said, "You know, you can't take that truck." Well, come on, it's his truck. But, you know, that's my stuff. Well, take your stuff. Oh, they took everything. Just got in the truck, threw it all out of the ground. I took him his truck back. And he went, where's my stuff? Oh, it's gone, man. They took it all. What? You didn't stop them? I'm going to stop 6-7 people out there.
No. It's not your job, Doyle.
No, it was not my job.
Your job is to get the truck.
Get the truck and take it to him. So anyway, we're repoing this little Isuzu. We get up into the guy's place, and we talked it over before we got there. And these guys are going to run interference for me. If the guy comes out the door, they're going to be standing there on the porch to block him from getting to the truck until I get it hooked up.
Did you have a gun on you? Was it?
No.
Guys like that, I mean, that's a dangerous job sometimes.
I had a machete.
Okay, a machete.
And
I think machetes are good.
30-pound J-hooks made of solid steel. That pretty much do the trick every time. But we got up, we got it hooked up, and the guy did not come out of his house. I pulled the car away, took it out of his neighborhood into another neighborhood where I could hook it up for the trip home, you know, took it up properly. Because, you know, you get out of a truck doing repo jobs, and it takes about a minute, maybe a minute and 15 seconds to get it hooked up. You got to go from one side to the other with the chains. I didn't have the quick hooks on this truck. So we get over there, and I get it hooked up properly, and the guys that I'm repoing for say, we've got to get some gas. Come to the gas station with us and stop. And no. This main road out of this little town, out on 377 up by Lake Texoma, you've got to stop with us. And I'm saying to them, and I've got my wife with me, too. She rode on me with this repo.
Oh, dear.
With this repo call.
I don't know. Set this up.
So I stop at the gas station with them. They pull over to the pumps. I'm pulled pretty good ways from the pumps, maybe 20, 25 yards or so. And all of a sudden, here comes this Cadillac squealing up into the parking lot and right in front of my wrecker. And this guy gets out saying, you know, what the F do you think you're doing with my truck? Don't you move. You unhook that. You know how people get. They're irate. I mean, you know, even though the engine was in the back of this little Isuzu trooper.
Did he have a weapon on him or anything, or is he just yelling?
Nothing. No, he's just yelling.
Okay, well, you can tell him to suck it, can't you?
And I said, hey, look, man, I've got nothing to do with this.
You survived crack. You can survive this.
You see the big fat guy sitting over there by the pump, you know, pumping gas? That's the guy whose shop, you know, you didn't pay the guy. You talk to him. Look, I'm just driving the truck. You better not leave. I'll ram your wrecker. I'll ram you off the road. Well, first thing that I do is get in the truck, start it up, put it in reverse, and take off. So we're going down 377, and I said, "Oh, all right, honey, I think maybe I lost him, you know, and he's not coming." Oh no, that couldn't be the case. So here he comes, and he's right up on me, and I'm going by 45 in third gear. And he starts to pull over and pass on the right. Well, I don't want him in front of me because then I'd have to stop.
Right.
So I pulled into the left lane.
With a car behind you. This is a
Yes, okay. with a little Isuzu Trooper.
Okay.
It's not really the left lane. It's oncoming traffic lane.
Right.
Because it's a two-lane roadway.
Right.
So I've crossed the stripe. Well, he comes over and he crosses over there. So then I get over on the shoulder. And I've turned my record lights on and everything, you know. And I'm watching traffic. My wife is just frozen with fear, hanging on. And I'm going, 47, 48, 49. I mean, the truck just won't go. It's so slow. And so the guy pulls back over, and he starts to hit the Isuzu Trooper. But I jerked the truck over to the right, and a set of dolly wheels fell off of the back of my wrecker.
Good plan.
Yeah, right. And that's just, you know, the little set of wheels that you put the tow bars in between. And the Isuzu Trooper bounced over them, you know, and we come on up. And now I'm going 60, 61, 62. We got up to about 75, 80 miles an hour, and I started to pull away from this guy.
So white guy or black guy?
White guy. By the time I got up to 95 miles an hour, I was leaving him. And I drove all the way to my friend's house in Little Elm where I took a little break. I don't know where these guys from the shop ended up, but they certainly didn't help me. But there I was going down 377 at 95 all over the damn road.
Well, what happened to the truck? I mean, did somebody ever come get it, or where did it wind up?
I don't know. I took it to their shop, dropped it off, collected my $450, and I was done. But but it was a little scary for my wife.
Why are you hauling your wife on a repo job?
She wanted to go.
No, she didn't.
Yes. Well, okay, I talked her into it.
I mean, come on. This is not like, it's not like you're going to work at the accounting firm of Deloitte & Touche. You're going to get something that somebody wants.
We're going all the way to Oklahoma. I want her to ride with me. I don't go up there all by myself.
Is this the woman that you're still married to?
Yes.
Or is this the one that you're married to for like 8 minutes?
No.
What was the one that you...
8 minutes.
There was one woman you married on the roof of a Jack in the Box or something? Is that right? I can't remember that story exactly.
He got married.
Well, that's where I was smoking dope with Howard Hughes on
the roof of Jack in the
Box. That's right.
Didn't you marry some woman on acid or something, though?
Oh, no, that was a trip back from our honeymoon. That I got the acid from the hippies, hitchhikers that we picked up on the way back.
Right.
Did you like that?
Is that your same wife?
Yes.
That's the same?
No. That's an old wife. That was my first wife.
Oh, okay. How many have you had?
Three. Yeah, three. Perfect. Third time's a charm.
Perfect.
Right. Oh, and I promised that some guys from Q102 back in the old days wanted me to tell about taking the Q102 van out in the snowstorm from the remote that we were doing out on Greenville Avenue and trying to go to Fort Worth, but the traffic got all backed up. My friend Rick is riding with me. He also worked there. You probably know Rick Burt.
Yeah, I do.
Worked over at the old ABC networks.
Yes.
Now Citadel or whatever.
He likes to show his penis.
And,
how'd you know that? He does!
Everywhere! But he's never been caught or busted. Just kidding, Rick. Anyway, so we take the Q102 van out, and we come back through downtown Dallas because traffic's a nightmare. We never did make it to Fort Worth because the traffic just got too bad. You know what happens in a snowstorm.
Yeah.
God, I do. Anyway.
Now you're uncircumcised.
We went into a parking lot right across from the old KLIF Triangle Studios downtown.
Right.
And cut a bunch of donuts and figure eights and stuff like that. Kind of like what's posted on my Facebook site right now that I did in my 2003 Dodge truck just the other day when we had the ice.
Now you're uncircumcised.
I got there and played a fool. who said that?
Gordon.
Oh, of course he did. Sounds just like him. Yes, I am. Would you like to see?
No! Continue your story.
So we take the Q102 van, and we're doing donuts and figure eights in the parking lot across from the cliff. And, no.
Right now?
Not now,
no.
At the time.
Oh.
Back then?
Oh, then? Probably.
Yes, you were.
Now, who was with you besides Rick?
No, that was all there.
Just
Rick. Just me and Rick. We're going to go over to Fort Worth and pick something up or get ready for another remote or some kind of deal. We'd left something over there that belonged to the station. Like I said, we never did make it, but we came back, took that shortcut through downtown.
Here, Doyle, we need you to, because somebody gave us this and we can't decipher it and we can't figure out what the hell it means.
Yeah.
It's something in Swahili or Korean or whatever. Can you make hide your hair of it, please?
You want me to read this? Ha chika pata wu ti ha hi na na.
try give it one more shot.
One more time?
Yeah.
Ha chika pata wu ta hi na na. What the hell is that? Oh, ha chika pata wu ti hi na na. One more time. One more
time.
Ha chika pata wu ti hi na na.
I can die now.
Amazing.
Oh, good Lord.
Doyle, you never disappoint.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
You never disappoint.
Man. I enjoy coming on the air with you guys.
Oh, man.
It's fun. It's a blast, man.
The amazing like Doyle King.
Ha, chikapita, wooti, hee, ha, na, na, na.
Marty turned it around?
Go!
Alright, community quick hit for next.
More on John Wiley Price.
See ya!
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents, in their only stop on this leg of the tour, The Ticket Time Wasters. Brought to you by Texas Land and Cattle Steakhouse.
Wrap it up, I'll take it. Wrap it up, I'll take it.
When our sports talk guys get together and sing, it's a time waster.
Oh,